Auckland Mayor Phil Goff wants to chuck $1 billion at climate change, saying it's a much bigger problem than COVID. His climate change-centred budget proposal would put more buses on the road, electrify ferries and provide better walking and cycling routes. But a catch, Aucklanders will have to pay even more in rates. John Bond reports.
Phil Goff, looking to the future.
I've got grandkids. I'm thinking about the world that they will grow up in. When they ask me, Grandpa, what did you do? I want to be able to say, well, I worked with a lot of other people to make a difference and to produce changes that have helped reduce the effect of what climate change might have meant, the disaster it might have meant for your lives.
He describes climate change as an ongoing crisis and, without action, a disaster. Cars and light vehicles account for over 30% of Auckland's emissions, far more than any other single category. It's one of the highest car-owning cities in the developed world. So, of the $1 billion Phil Goff wants to spend on new climate-related projects, nearly two-thirds is on more and more frequent buses. A transport commentator, Matt Lowry of Greater Auckland, says regular services are key to getting people out of cars.
They're saying that frequency is freedom. What that means is that if you have a frequent bus nearby, you are more likely to use it. If you have an infrequent bus, you know, a bus every half hour, for example, it's just not practical.
He says there are a lot of Aucklanders who would be willing to use public transport more if it was more frequent or reliable. And driving may get more expensive too. Phil Goff signalled the future likelihood of less parking and congestion charges. Other projects include electrifying ferries, $220 million for walking and cycling paths, and $13 million for more urban trees. Mr. Goff says there's strong public support for the council taking climate action.
And 89% of the people we surveyed said yes, and we think you need to be doing more. When we asked people about what they wanted council to do a lot more of, one of the first things they nominated was public transport.
So action is supported, but where's the money coming from? An additional levy on all homeowners over and above regular rates. $57 a year for the average house, or $1.10 a week. This money and contributions from central government is ring-fenced for direct climate action.
I think people will believe the return on the $1.10 they'll be paying if they live in the medium-priced property is a great investment for their kids and for the future.
If it passed, it would be another cost for Aucklanders, with many thousands struggling financially due to COVID restrictions. Simon Court, the ACT Party's climate change spokesperson, says this proposal is a sly way for Phil Goff to raise rates above his promised 3.5%, and costs are piling up.
Inflation is up 4.9%. Aucklanders pay an additional fuel tax. The emissions trading scheme's putting up the price of petrol, $9, $10 a tank. And that's before you mention the cost of housing and rents in our larger city. And now the mayor wants to hit Aucklanders in the wallet even harder.
This proposal is just that, a proposal. It hasn't passed and will go to Auckland's elected councillors and the public before anything's finalised in 6 months' time.